From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel factions in Syria are expressing a number of reservations about the terms of a U.S.-Russian agreement that will usher in a ceasefire at sunset Monday. The Free Syrian Army groups wrote to the United States saying the cessation of hostilities would primarily benefit the government of President Bashar al-Assad. In an apparent bid to strengthen their positions before the fighting stops, government and rebel troops fought in several parts of Syria Sunday. Airstrikes on the city of Aleppo killed a number of civilians. Police in France have thwarted a possible terrorist attack in Paris this weekend by arresting a 15-year-old boy suspected of planning an imminent violent action. Intelligence agents suspected the boy planned to carry out a knife attack in a public place. An initial exit poll in Croatia's parliamentary election Sunday indicates the left-leaning Social Democrats and their People's Coalition are in the lead, but there is no clear winner. According to the poll, the People's Coalition wins 58 seats in the 151-seat parliament. The conservative Croatian Democratic Union gets 57, and Bridge wins 11 seats. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans marched in Barcelona and other Spanish cities on Sunday to rally for independence. Catalan police say as many as 800,000 marchers turned out, while the Spanish government says the turnout was less than half that number. Catalonia's pro-independence regional government has set the middle of next year as a target for independence from Spain, but has been unable to persuade the central government to approve a referendum on that issue. This is VOA News. Leading proponents of Britain's leaving the European Union formed a new pressure group Sunday called Change Britain. That group aims to help deliver the UK's referendum result in the most effective way. The United States Sunday marked the 15th anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks. President Barack Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House Sunday and spoke at the Pentagon.
We run our fingers over the names and memorial benches here at the Pentagon. We walk the hallowed grounds of a Pennsylvania field. We look up at a gleaming tower that pierces the New York City skyline. But in the end, the most enduring memorial to those we lost is ensuring the America that we continue to be.
Victims killed in the attack on the World Trade Center were remembered in New York City. The country's major presidential candidates, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, paid their respects at Ground Zero. Clinton's doctor says the Democratic presidential candidate has been diagnosed with pneumonia but is recovering nicely. Clinton abruptly left the 9/11 ceremony because she was not feeling well. Congressman Joseph Crowley was standing near Clinton.
And we were standing for about an hour and a half, you know, in one place, and that could be in a very stifling heat. It was very, 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 very hot. I had sweated through my entire suit. And I know she was also, you know, wearing a suit as well.
A video shows Clinton stumbling off a street curb, her knees buckling as aides helped her into a van. Dr. Lisa Bardak said the 68-year-old Clinton's unsteadiness was caused by being overheated and dehydrated. The doctor examined Clinton Friday for a prolonged cough, and she diagnosed pneumonia, a lung infection. CIA Director John Brennan warned Sunday of Russia's sophisticated hacking capabilities. Brennan said Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that the U.S. must be on guard.
I think that we have to be very, very wary of what the Russians might be trying to do in terms of collecting information in that cyber realm, as well as what they might want to do with it.
When asked whether Russia is trying to manipulate the U.S. presidential election, Brennan didn't say, but he noted that the FBI is investigating the hacking of Democratic National Committee emails. Fighting between police and protesters erupted in southeastern Turkey after a government announcement that it had replaced 28 elected municipal and district mayors in several predominantly Kurdish towns. The Turkish Interior Ministry said Sunday the removed officials were suspected of having ties with what the government considers terrorists. For more on these and other stories, check our website. It's voanews.com. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.